Analysts say a government out of touch with the electorate over Iraq has translated into a large loss for the Labour Party in local elections in England, Scotland, and Wales. Projections show that the Conservatives took 41% of the vote nationally, with the ruling Labourites winning about 27%. In balloting for municipal councils, Labour lost hundreds of seats. The vote apparently signals widespread disquiet that many blame on Prime Minister Blair and his decision to go into Iraq, considered a major part of his legacy. Where there are losers, there are also winners. The Conservatives, the main opposition party, gained hundreds in local council seats and are back on top by a significant margin. Conservative Party leader David Cameron says it points to a strong run in the next general election.
Oh, there's no doubt that the government is unpopular. It's run out of steam. It's very tired. It's divided. There's no doubt that that's had an impact. But, you know, the votes don't have to come to the Conservatives. They can go to other parties. But I think we've shown in our defence of the National Health Service, in our championing of the environment, in the changes we've made to the party, getting it back into the centre ground, that it's there for people. And we've won positive support.
Trying to make the most out of the poor results, Mr. Blair says his party's numbers were not as bad as some had predicted.
I think that, yes, of course, it's a midterm. You always take a hit in the midterm, but these results provide a perfectly good springboard to go on and win the next general election.
While acknowledging the wide gap, Mr. Blair says the numbers can be turned around before the next general election.
I think people will understand that if we could come from worse results in 2004 and go and win a general election, there's no reason why we can't go on and do that. Now, we've got to work hard. We shouldn't be complacent about it. We've got masses to do and a lot of big challenges ahead. But I think for those people who said we were going to get hammered, it's just not turned out like that.
The vote comes a week before Mr. Blair says he will announce when he will formally resign as Prime Minister. Political observers expect the Prime Minister to step down by July and be replaced by Finance Minister Gordon Brown. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.